Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. So the book written by Amy Chua on tiger moms and the success they breed in their children created a nationwide debate over parenting. But now MSU researcher and assistant professor at the Department of Human Development and Family Studies, Desiree Chin, finding that pushing young children to succeed can have some negative consequences. She recently spoke at the Asian American Psychological Association convention in Washington, D.C. about this topic, and Professor Chin joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Michael. It's a pleasure to join you.
Now, both you and Amy were brought up in Chinese families, so what is it like to be raised by a tiger mom?
Yeah, indeed. I think, as you said, Amy Tra, she had a very, very strict discipline, really kind of a tiger mom growing up, and maybe more like tiger father. Her father was a professor at UC Berkeley and very highly esteemed scientist, had very high expectations and really very strict. And I grew up in rural China. My family, we kind of get persecuted during the Cultural Revolution, sent to a village. So I was actually brought up by my grandparents, who, relative to most Chinese parents, I think are they're fairly lenient. So not quite tiger moms, not quite tiger grandparents either, no.
Now, give me a sense of what a tiger mom is exactly. What is daily life like if you are being raised by a tiger mom?
Yeah, and I think, as you mentioned earlier, it really kind of all started last January in a Wall Street Journal article and by Professor Amy Tra, her book, Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mom. So basically describing this kind of parenting that's highly controlling and very authoritarian. So these mothers who deny their children free time, play dates, and extracurricular activities in order to drive them to high levels of success, basically at any cost. So really in sharp contrast to the soft and, you know, kind of forgiving Western parents that we are more familiar with. So more specifically, you know, tiger moms, according to Amy Tra, you know, kind of believe that schoolwork always comes first. You know, A minus is a bad grade. You know, your children have to be 2 years ahead of their classmates in math and, you know, a lot of other subjects. And, you know, you must never compliment your children in public. And the only activities your children should be permitted to do are those, you know, they can get a medal, and that medal must be gold.
So tell me about the negative consequences when you are raised in such a strict and disciplined way.
And I think our research really shows that it may not be the most effective parenting strategy, because it really drives children to focus only and singularly on academic and professional success at the cost of, you know, their happiness, their self-esteem, and quite often their mental health. And she said in the book, you know, Western parents are concerned about their children's psyches. Chinese parents are not, and happiness is not a concept I tend to dwell on. And I think she mentioned later, you know, and she quickly brushed over it, that Western parents are definitely not happier than Chinese ones. Well, you know, we cannot really make sweeping generalizations, but our study, as well as other studies, do show that when parents place a lot of pressure on their kids are less happy than their peers who experience less pressure and pestering from their parents. So in this particular study, we compared the family relations and dynamics and mental health of 295 Chinese American kids to about 200 of their European American peers. And we did find that the Chinese students reported higher levels of conflicts, so more conflicts in their homes related to educational pressure. And they also reported more mental health problems, like in depression, in anxiety, and in lower levels of self-esteem.
I'm talking to Desiree Chin, assistant professor at the Department of Human Development and Family Studies, about her research into the effect of bringing children up in a very disciplined and pressurized way. In terms of what you see, though, in the American culture now, aren't we very far away from tiger moms in that mentality? And isn't that a bit of a detriment to many children?
I do think so. I think on this point, I do agree with Amy Tra in her book, that sometimes Western parenting, particularly in middle-class families, we are becoming very soft and very forgiving. We really do not do enough sometimes to push our children to achieve at their full potential. A friend of mine, you know, talked about her children participating in a dance competition, and there were 15 participants, and everybody got a medal, you know. So, you know, it's not just happening at home where parents constantly say, great job, terrific, you're doing really well. It's happening at school. It's happening in activities, you know, organized for children. So I do think that as a society and in families, we are sometimes overly concerned about children, their self-esteem, and we do overpraise.
Well, how do you find a balance then? Is it a matter of waiting till a child is a certain age before you begin to put pressure on them to excel, or is that never really a good idea?
And I do think that it is important for parents to know your child, to know the strengths and weakness of the children, and really give him or her, you know, plenty of opportunities to participate in things they're really good at. And it's also important to parent the whole child. So really look, you know, emphasizing both success, academics, and also emotional well-being, social skills. And another important issue, I think, is really not to overschedule our children. I read an article recently talking about, you know, children do need to play. They need time to, you know, ample time to do imaginative play, you know, really unstructured, rather than increasingly we're seeing, you know, children, young children, you know, 5 years old, 8 years old, you know, really every day go to school. After school, they get scheduled to go to violin, piano, whatever, you know, extracurricular activities. So I do think parents should think about those issues as well.
Another thing your research looked at was this acculturation gap, which exists in many Asian American families. Often the parents might be immigrants, and it causes an issue. What exactly is that gap, and how does that impact a family?
Mm-hmm. Basically, acculturation gap refers to the different speed parents and children. These are immigrant parents and their children. Either, you know, they were born abroad, or they came here, or they were born in the U.S. So really the different speed immigrant parents and their children pick up the American language, the culture, the English language, and the culture. So because, you know, children tend to attend U.S. schools, and they really learn English and learn the American way of, you know, things much faster than their parents, who sometimes work in more ethnic, you know, Chinese or other immigrant-run business, and they had much fewer opportunities to interact with the mainstream culture. So when you have that gap, when parents really want to keep the ways of the traditional immigrant culture, right, when children, they see on the TV, they interact with their peers and teachers, they want to be more like, you know, mainstream American kids. So that difference, that gap in value does create a lot of conflict in families.
One last thing. When you see this move that we've now made in parenting, where high self-esteem is apparently the most valued thing in a child and developing that in a child, do you think that we've gone too far in that direction, and that we're going to kind of pull back away from that? Or is this really some of the best parenting children have ever had in maybe, let's say, human history?
I think there is, in some ways, a middle ground, healthy middle ground between really the more extreme forms of Eastern parenting as depicted by Amy Trah and the really more extreme form of Western parenting that I've been talking about earlier, this overpraising, you know, this overemphasis and concern about children's self-esteem. I do think that we do need to give children positive feedback about the work they're doing. But at the same time, those feedback, that feedback should be grounded in the actual achievement, rather than, you know, just giving out these empty praises, which I think risk really building up children's strong sense of self-esteem that are not well-grounded, that are kind of empty. And one of the other things related to that, quite often we praise children for being smart. And again, that can be very detrimental. And I think one of the main differences between Eastern parenting and Western parenting in the more, you know, generalized form is this emphasis on effort rather than, you know, you're born smart or not. I think Western parents can learn more from this other approach, really emphasizing the amount of effort children putting into that.
Although the most difficult thing in life is to parent differently than you've been parented, isn't the reality that most people end up parenting in a very similar way to the way they themselves experienced being parented?
Exactly. And I'm a mother of two young girls. One is 2 and one's 4 years old. And parenting is one of the hardest things. I think it's much harder than my work or anything, because it is something, you know, you have to deal with every day, and you have to constantly change because children change at different developmental stages. So I really commend all parents for doing the best you are with your children, given the circumstances you are in.
Desiree Chin, Michigan State University researcher and assistant professor at the Department of Human Development and Family Studies. Desiree, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Hey, send me some feedback. Let me know what you think. Our email address is capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. And I'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.